SBS Radio.
The Iran nuclear deal, which limits Iran's nuclear energy program in return for economic sanctions relief, was struck between Iran and six world powers in 2015. US President Donald Trump has recently threatened to abandon the deal unless US, British, French, and German negotiators address what he sees as serious flaws in the agreement. He's given until May the 12th to decide whether to restore US sanctions against Iran. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Iran is prepared to resume its nuclear program at a much greater speed if President Trump breaks the deal.
Now, we have put a number of options for ourselves, and those options are ready, including options that would involve resuming at a much greater speed our nuclear activities. And those are all envisaged within the deal, and those options are ready to be implemented, and we will make the necessary decision when we see fit.
Mr. Zarif told CBS Iran can't be expected to abide by its end of the agreement if sanctions are restored.
Obviously, the rest of the world cannot ask us to unilaterally and one-sidedly implement a deal that has already been broken.
French President Emmanuel Macron will meet President Trump on a three-day state visit to Washington this week. Despite admitting the deal is not perfect, President Macron told Fox News there's no other option but to maintain the nuclear accord.
For nuclear, what do you have as a better option? I don't see it. What is a what-if scenario? Or your plan B? I don't have any plan B for nuclear against Iran. So that's a question we will discuss. But that's why I just want to say, on nuclear, let's preserve this framework because it's better than a sort of North Korean type of situation.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel will also meet Donald Trump later this week. She says an imperfect nuclear deal is still preferable to no deal at all, and that her country will watch very closely to ensure it's fulfilled.
Wir sind der Meinung, dass es besser ist.
We believe it's better to have this agreement, even if it is not perfect, than to have no agreement. We will continue to discuss this, but Germany will watch very closely to ensure that this agreement will be honoured.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly opposes the agreement, insisting it does not fully inhibit the nuclear ambitions of Iran, a declared enemy of Israel. Angela Merkel says while she understands Israel's concerns, she does not believe backing out of the agreement is the solution.
This does not solve all problems. We are very concerned about Iran's ballistic missiles program, and therefore we are in talks now with Britain, France and the US on how you can make additional progress in this area.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.